Coming up in May is a special election, which includes Siuslaw School Board. And for position one, Devin Weinstein is applied for and is running for that position. And good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good, good. So tell me a little bit about your background. What is it that you are currently involved in?
Well, I was involved with Head Start. I'm currently at home.
At home. So obviously you must feel passionate about kids, especially having been involved in Head Start.
Yes, that's where my passion started. I've worked with kids at a learning center environment, with nannying, daycare. After I had my own two, I just loved inspiring kids. And this is just a continuation. My son is starting kindergarten in the fall. And I really liked being involved with Head Start. I was part of the parent council before I actually got hired on. And then when I was hired on, I was a teacher's aide, and I very much enjoyed it. It was such a worthwhile effort, because there's a large socioeconomic gap that Head Start addresses. There's children who have the opportunity to go to places like Bright Beginnings and the Wildflower Montessori, and they're wonderful opportunities. However, they cost money, and Head Start offers their services without. And then there's the children that don't have an opportunity at either. And that's where my passion for going on the school board comes from, because those children, the school is their safety net, and they need to have those resources to have the best opportunity for their education and not lost in a lottery system.
I've been watching the school board issues over the last several years, and you know, it's gotten at times a little bit contentious between the school board and the parents and stuff like that. Kind of a thankless job. I mean, is that something you're prepared for, that you think you can, you know, take on?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Because I'm actually going to have a meeting every Thursday from 5:30 to 8 at Abby's Pizza, and it's for parents in the community and the public to come and actually speak in a casual environment to have somebody that they can approach. I want to be a clear conduit for families, students, anybody in the community that holds a passion for helping our students, so that they can come and voice their opinion.
Is that something you see as missing? Like, it seems more like, well, the only chance for parents to talk or to show grievance and that is at the board meetings?
So the board has a organized way for families and other community members to communicate with them. And it's organized in a way so that the board can reflect, research, and have the best information available for the next board meeting. And I do appreciate that approach. But I feel like sometimes people just – I'm a phone call person, and I like to directly interact with people. And I want to offer people that same – sometimes it gets daunting sitting behind the keyboard and going, what am I trying to get out to the school board? But if you just have a friendly face sitting in front of you, it's a little more approachable, and a little more, you can get your ideas out better sometimes.
What do you feel are the biggest challenges facing the school system over the next couple of years?
Budgeting. That's a definite. Budgeting, the changing, ebbing, and flowing of our government and different policies, and how to handle that as a small community. There is a dissonance in our community, as far as we've seen, and navigating that in the best way possible for our students is the biggest challenge.
And one of the things that comes up a lot is autonomy. People are always talking about the autonomy of our school district. We should have a little more leeway in that. And yet we're governed by the school district on a state level. How do you feel the juxtaposition is there? I mean, is that do you think that's difficult to navigate, or has it been made difficult to navigate?
I believe the Oregon Department of Education sets forth some great ideas. Some of them work very well for our small community, and some may not. And that is part of our responsibility to navigate those and go back to the Oregon Department of Education and say, these things work, these things don't, and directly communicate with them.
There's definitely a difference between a city school and a rural school like we have as far as the challenges they face. Have you seen any signs where you can go back to ODE and they would make stipulations for rural communities? Or are you not yet familiar enough with that?
I'm not familiar enough yet.
Yeah. But you would like to see that happen. You would like to be able to see, instead of a strict, every school's the same, maybe a rural school should have a little bit more or different rules that they are regulated by.
Absolutely. I feel like there is potential for utilizing resources that are outside of our community, because our community is very small, and there are resources nationwide that we could tap into. And I think that would be a wise option within constraints of the community approval.
Now, this term obviously is a 4-year term. So somewhere during this 4-year period, the idea of new school buildings, upgrading, all that stuff's going to come in, which you talked about the budget earlier in the thing. What are your feelings about maybe the needs of the school over the next, 5-10 years?
I will take those as they come.
So it ought to be on a case-by-case basis.
And, correct. You know. They're working on the high schools right now. That's already been approved as far as I know. And working on what has worked for our community and what hasn't. Things kind of got tumbled around in 2020. So still kind of figuring out where everything falls after that.
Right. What would you like people to know about you when they go to vote in May?
That I have the students' best interest at heart. I'm doing as much research as possible to combine Oregon Departments of Education's ideals and our local school district and finding places that we can improve. I want to be available to the public so that they have a clear line of communication and feel heard. And I want to participate fully in the school board and put my time, energy, and resources into it for the community and the students.
Is there anything else you'd like folks to know?
I would like folks to know that I've been an involved community member and want to continue to do so through this position. I was involved with the family table that was also with Cayusla Vision and Cayusla Family Connections, and that was inspired by my desire to connect families with resources. And also I wanted to mention that our local school board has the responsibility and obligation to do what is right for our local students. And I want to embody that. I want to be a transparent catalyst between students, families, community, and our school. Please give me the ability to represent you, the local listeners, at every school board meeting. Thank you.
Devin Weinstein, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.